We are on the edge of some warmer and more humid air. It's several degrees warmer and much muggier to our south. It looks like that muggier air is not going to come into our entire area, though there has been an increase in humidity, mainly along and south of I-90. So as we go through the rest of the day into tonight, there is going to be the chance for some passing showers, maybe a thunderstorm. It looks like storms will be more intense to our south. There's the possibility of an isolated strong or maybe severe storm well south of Albany late this afternoon into early this evening. And as we move into tonight, any of those lingering showers will wind down, and we'll see the sky begin to clear out, and some areas of fog are likely to form. Temperatures tonight will be pretty comfortable, running largely in the 50s, and the humidity that has come in this afternoon in spots will slowly ease its way out tonight. So overall, it'll be a pretty comfortable night for sleeping. You can probably get by having the windows open to help kind of cool things down inside the house or apartment. And as we head into the day tomorrow, we'll have some patchy fog during the morning. That will lift relatively quickly. Of course, the sun angle is very high this time of year, so the sun is very effective at clearing out the fog. And it's going to be a really nice early June day tomorrow. And if you are able to be outside, I do recommend it. Don't forget about that sunblock. As I mentioned that sun angle a moment ago, you can get a nasty sunburn in a short amount of time during this time of year. So we'll see a lot of sunshine tomorrow. It'll be mild, but it's not going to be that humid, so it's going to be quite pleasant for June. Temperatures will be largely in the upper 70s to low 80s, so that is a little bit above average for this time of year, but not too far off the mark. And then on Friday, we'll see the humidity work its way back in, so it's going to be a muggier day and a relatively warm day as well, so that's going to feel like summertime. And on Friday, there is the chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm. I don't think that rain is going to be widespread on Friday. And on Saturday, again, there's that chance for a couple of passing showers and spots, but I really want to stress that Friday and Saturday are not going to be washouts. Much of the time is going to be free of rain. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any lingering showers will end, some clearing with areas of fog, lows in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, and not that humid, a high of 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any lingering showers will end, some clearing with areas of fog, lows in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, and not that humid, high 76 to 82. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any lingering showers and thunderstorms will end, some clearing with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and not that humid, highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, any lingering showers and storms will end, some clearing with areas of fog, lows in the middle to upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and not too humid, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, warm, and muggy, maybe a pop-up storm, highs in the low to mid-80s. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a couple of showers, highs in the 70s to low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.